From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's state news agency says the government says it's ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August. The announcement follows talks in Damascus between Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad and UN Special Envoy Ramzi Ramzi.
Lastly, the minister confirmed the intention of the Syrian government to participate in these talks once they are held.
In other developments, the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State forces from 70% of the city of Manbij. And the International Rescue Committee says airstrikes targeted a hospital in the opposition-controlled town of Dara. They say at least six people were killed. The identity of the aircraft was not immediately clear. A huge explosion was reported outside a guest house in Kabul. The Northgate Hotel near the Kabul airport housed foreign contractors, including Americans. The Taliban says it set off a bomb outside the building. It says it caused a large number of casualties, but there was no independent verification of that. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in a failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Among those discharged, a top aide to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Mr. Erdogan is seeking to tighten his grip on the country's armed forces and its spy agency. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say militants launched two attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq. They say at least five people were killed. Both assaults took place on Sunday in the Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. The father of U.S. Army Captain Humayun Khan, who died while fighting for his country, has called on Republican leaders to repudiate Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for comments seen by many as attempts to degrade the sacrifice of his son. Speaking Sunday on national television, Khizr Khan described Trump as unfit for the leadership of the country. Earlier in an interview aired on ABC News, Trump said he himself has made a lot of sacrifices as a businessman creating jobs for people, and he was asked by the interviewer what he would say to Khan.
I'd say we've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terrorism. That's what I'd say. We have a lot of problems where you look at San Bernardino, you look at Orlando, you look at the World Trade Center, you look at so many different things. You look at what happened to the priest over the weekend in Paris where his throat was cut, 85-year-old beloved Catholic priest. You look at what happened in Nice, France a couple of weeks ago. I'd say you got to take a look at that because something's going on and it's not good.
Trump planned a campaign Monday in the industrial states of Ohio and Pennsylvania, key states where Clinton is also campaigning. Clinton, meanwhile, on Fox News Sunday, said Trump's views about Russia raise security issues and questions about Trump's temperament.
If you take his quite excessive praise for Putin, his absolute allegiance to a lot of Russian wish list foreign policy positions, his effort then to try to distance himself from that backlash, which rightly came not just from Democrats, but Republicans, independents, national security and intelligence experts, leads us once again to conclude he is not temperamentally fit to be president and commander in chief.
Trump, in an interview with ABC News, said he has no relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands of people in Krakow, Poland Sunday to believe in a new humanity that does not use borders as roadblocks and rejects hatred for each other. Francis addressed the international gathering on the last of his five-day visit, to southern Poland. Yemen's foreign affairs minister said Sunday his internationally recognized government has conditionally agreed to a UN plan to establish peace with Houthi rebels. Houthi rebels overran the capital Sana'a in late 2014, ushering in 2 years of conflict. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.